Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Hello, you guys, and welcome to the Inner Growth Podcast. I'm your host, Carolina, and I hope that you're having a lovely day. Thank you so much for tuning in. I just hope that you've been finding one or two or three different ways this week to do something for yourself. Pour into your own cup and choose you. That's super important. It's really easy to get caught up in everything going on and the craziness that is life sometimes. So put yourself first and prioritize your own well-being. That is something I wish for you going into the rest of your week. And on today's episode, I want to really talk about embracing the uncomfortable when you choose to go on a healing journey. And I think it's just a really important topic because doing the inner work, going on an inner growth journey, and choosing to transform your relationship with yourself isn't necessarily easy. And that's why a lot of people don't go down an inner growth journey, don't choose to do self-reflection, don't choose to look into self-love practices, don't choose to work on their self-trust and their self-confidence, because sometimes we just get caught up in the way we've always lived our lives and we fall to that comfort zone and we let that comfort zone dictate what we deserve and what is easier, and we don't push ourselves to break out of that pattern. And so if you're someone who has chosen healing and has chosen to change in some type of way, this will definitely resonate with you. But the truth is that we are all always growing in some type of way. And one day you'll look back into this very moment and you will see exactly what you were learning and why what you're going through right now had to happen for a certain reason. Maybe it's not clear to you why it's happening now, but it will eventually. So given we are all working through something at any given point in time, and that's just the nature of life, I just think learning to navigate the uncomfortable is really important. And I really want to talk about it and leave you guys with something to reflect on as well. So with all that said, I'll see you guys on the other side. Let's just jump right in and let's get growing. I got inspired to record this episode because a couple of weeks ago, I was actually FaceTiming one of my long distance best friends, and we were chatting and we were catching up. And before we had hopped on FaceTime that day, earlier that week, we had been talking and texting, and she had opened up with me on a voice memo that she was just kind of feeling stuck and like she was in a little bit of a funk and not feeling her best. So I knew that we needed to FaceTime and we needed to catch up and we needed to just have a little venting session as you do with your best friends. So we hopped on FaceTime and we were talking. And as we started to chat, she kind of shared a few things with me that have been coming up in her life and that she started to realize. And it was a really deep and powerful conversation. And some of the things that my friend was sharing with me was that she felt like she was starting to realize that for so long in her life, she had chosen to do things and she had chosen to maybe study things or live her life in certain ways because she just thought that's what was expected of her or that's what everyone else is doing, so it's what she should be doing. And she had gotten to a point in her journey where she had begun to question if she wanted to continue to live her life that way. And that is so powerful. So I was like so proud of her as she was telling me this. And she was saying how for so long, you know, she would try to almost force like a round peg into a square hole type of thing, where she would try to force herself to do things just because she thought it was expected of her, but maybe it wasn't something that came naturally to her, or it wasn't something that she liked very much. And then she would blame herself and she would fall to like self-judgment and self-criticism if it didn't flow, if it didn't feel organic, or if it didn't feel right. And she would think that there was just something wrong with her. And throughout this process that she is now going through, she is starting to realize that, you know what, actually, maybe I was just forcing something that just doesn't flow for me, that just isn't something that I want to do. And I can have the sovereignty and I can call power back into my own hands to change and to change how I spend my time and what I focus on. And that is so powerful, right? And I think this can resonate with so many different people because it's very common for us to feel this way. I personally have felt this way before. And for me, a big part of my inner growth journey has been to question what I was doing out of obligation or out of feeling that it was expected of me or it was what everyone else was doing. And I was talking to one of my coaching clients about this recently because I was sharing with her that, you know, when I was in high school and in the beginning of college, I was the type of person that would make decisions based off of what would give me the most validation from other people, what would make me look most impressive, what would make me look the most smart. And that would lead me to do things because I wanted the validation and I wanted this like recognition, even if it wasn't things that I liked. So, you know, when I was thinking of colleges, for example, I cared about going to like a prestigious university and I wanted people in my high school, which was a very competitive high school and very college preppy, to, you know, say, oh my gosh, like she's that smart. Like she was able to get into that school. And that was a big part of my decision-making process when I was applying to schools. So instead of being tuned into what sparks joy in me, what feels aligned with me, what is something I would love to develop more within myself, I cared more about what will look most impressive. And the same thing happened later down the line when I was in college and choosing a major, and also when I was choosing which jobs to apply to post-grad for the first like half of college. This is how I lived my life. This is how I made decisions. And it was my norm. It was just how I went about my life. Like it was just the pattern that I was in. And I have a lot of compassion and grace for that younger version of me because she was doing the best she could. You know, I grew up as someone who was very hardworking, who was very book smart. Like I would study a lot. I would grind in my classes and I would get good grades. Like I excelled in school because I was hardworking and I put the work in, you know, but there was also this part of me that was very perfectionistic, that wanted validation, that wanted to be liked, that wanted to be loved. And I felt like that's what would earn me that love and that validation. And that's just kind of what I ended up doing. And it was funny because I remember when I was applying to my junior year internship, I really wanted to apply to work at American Express. And the reason that I wanted to apply to work there was because at Penn, where I studied, it was one of the hardest internships to get. Like everyone wanted to work at Amex and getting to do that was very prestigious. And it is, it's a great company, you know, it's awesome. And I did end up actually going to work there. But I remember when I was applying, my dad turned to me and he was like, are you sure you want to work there? Like, are you sure you want to go into financial services? Do you know what that means? And I was like, yeah, of course I do. Of course I do. But truth be told, like, no, I didn't. I was just kind of brushing off that element of the truth because I just cared about being the girl that got to work at American Express and got to be one of the few Penn students that got the internship and got the full-time offer. And my dad could see through all the BS already. He was trying to steer me in the right direction, but I just didn't want to listen. I just didn't want to own up to that truth. And I ended up getting the internship. I ended up going to work there. And I learned a lot. I actually loved working there. And I will say it was a great experience. Like, highly recommend working at Amex. I loved it. But what ended up happening was that as I was going through my junior year internship working there, which was in the summer of 2020 during the lockdown period, I also simultaneously started to go through this transformation and my own inner growth journey. which I've talked to you guys about before. This was when I started to become more self-aware and I started to look within and I started therapy and journaling and listened to self-growth podcasts and read self-help books and was learning about my birth chart and was starting to dip into meditation, and I was just doing a lot of inner work. I started to realize what I actually felt really passionate about, which is holistic health, which is healing your relationship with food, which is cooking and nutrition. And as I started to have this awareness, I also started to question, like, is this actually the right job for me to be going into? And I ended up getting a post-grad offer from Amex, and I did end up saying yes, and I did end up going to work there, which is what got me to New York in the first place. But there was also this questioning that I was feeling deep inside of me of, is this the right thing for me? Like, do I actually want to do this? And I remember there was this part of me deep inside that was like, what if I just got to be a holistic health coach full time and have my own clients and be a content creator, which is what I do now. So like if me 4 years ago could see me now, she'd be like so happy. But I remember there was this inner knowing, and I was kind of going through the same thing that my friend who I was FaceTiming a couple weeks ago is now going through. And I remember there was also this book that I read around that time called The New Earth. And it's written by Eckhart Tolle, who wrote The Power of Now, which was the book that kickstarted a lot of my healing journey. And A New Earth is about the ego and the things that we choose to do based on our ego, right? Based on how we want to be perceived and the identity that we want to have. And as I started to read this book was when I also started to really reflect on what are things that I'm doing out of pure ego and out of pure, I just want to be accepted. I just want people to like me. I just want people to think I'm impressive. Instead of, oh, this is what really sparks joy in me. This is what I love to do. This is what fuels my inner self. And little by little, right, this journey has evolved, and I have chosen to make uncomfortable decisions to change the path that I'm on and to redirect myself and to become a new version of myself. And I've had to go through multiple rebirth moments, kind of like Phoenix eras, where I've had to kind of like burn everything down to the ground and how I used to do something and rise up from the ashes as this new version of me that does things differently. I've gone through multiple iterations of that pattern in that process. And with each one, I have gotten stronger. And when I was talking to my friend and she was sharing these things and these reflections that she was having and the decisions that she wants to start making when it comes to her life and the things she chooses to do and how she spends her time, and she was expressing to me how a lot of the times she falls to this like self-criticism that, oh, it's my fault that I'm not good at XYZ. We kind of landed at a point in the conversation where I told her that it is easier to fall to criticizing ourselves and to being mean to ourselves. That is most of the times the norm, right? To fall to self-blame and to listening to your inner critic and to letting that mean inner voice win. Honestly, that's the comfort zone. Like, that's the easiest thing. It's like a coping mechanism, right? It's what we usually fall back on when things aren't going right, is to fall to a victim mindset and to blame yourself and to feel like it's all your fault. And it takes courage and grit to choose to be nice to yourself and to choose the uncomfortableness of change and of becoming a different version of you, right? I'm going to read that again. It takes courage and grit to choose to be nice to yourself and to choose to live your life differently, to choose change willingly. And so just remember that if you're going through a journey right now of inner growth, of healing, you're so strong. And if you're choosing to face your shadows and to face patterns that are no longer serving you and to release those things that don't serve you anymore and to choose different and to question things and to get introspective with yourself, you are so much stronger than you give yourself credit for. And it's okay to feel uncomfortable. It's just a part of the process. You should just embrace the uncomfortableness and just remember that, again, the comfort zone is to be mean to yourself. So if you want to learn how to treat yourself with more kindness and to be nicer to yourself, and it will require for you to get outside of your comfort zone. And if you choose to do it, keep on going. Build that resilience and build that muscle of becoming comfortable with the uncomfortable, because growth doesn't happen in your comfort zone. It happens when you choose to question what doesn't serve you anymore, when you choose to question the things that you have outgrown. And if that's something that you're doing right now, I am so proud of you. I am so proud of you for choosing yourself, for choosing alignment, for choosing change, and for choosing to take personal responsibility and to choose to be accountable for yourself and for your vision and for what you deserve. Seriously, I am so proud of you. Like, oh, I could get emotional about this. But honestly, that is just incredible. And if you're listening to this podcast, if you're choosing to tune in to the Inner Growth Podcast, I would say that this is probably you. Like, you were on this journey in some shape or form. And just trust the process, baby. Just trust it and keep going, because it will pay off. And it will continue to help you evolve with more and more time that passes. So I honestly just wanted to use this episode to share this reminder and to share a little bit more about what I had to go through as well as I started to question the way I was living my life. And the truth is that when you choose to change your approach and to start doing things because they bring you fulfillment and because they align with what you like and love and what sparks joy inside of you, you might have to give up on the need for validation or seeming impressive to other people in some shape or form. Like, you probably will. And when you're making decisions from that place of needing validation and needing other people to, you know, be proud of you, you're only going to get a very short-term gratification from that. It's only going to be maybe in the moment when someone says they're proud of you or congrats or whatever, but eventually that's going to fade a little. And then you're going to be stuck in a situation that doesn't align with the truest part of you and that doesn't make you feel very good. So on the opposite side, when you choose to make decisions out of alignment and to do things that you truly love, maybe in the beginning, people will misunderstand you. Maybe they won't truly get it as you're building it, as you're diving down this new path. And you will have to forego that immediate gratification, but in exchange, you will get long-term satisfaction and long-term happiness. And you will feel so much more aligned and happy. So just remember that too. And that is everything that I wanted to dive into today with you guys. So I loved this episode, actually, and I hope you guys enjoyed it too. So please let me know if you did. I know I say this every time, but I truly would love to hear from you. So message me, DM me, or reply to the comment feature on Spotify if that's where you're listening to this, and let me know what you thought. Also, if it helped you and you think it would help someone else in your life, definitely share it with them. Sharing is caring. And I will see you guys next week with another episode. So I'll see you then. And until we chat again, remember to pour into yourself, to choose yourself. You deserve it. I love you. And I'll see you very soon. Bye.
Life is a workout. And Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.